In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The dog days of summer have become for the church days of ordination. Several in this room will recall that day of ordination, either at the home congregation or at the congregation of the first call. Others in this room look forward to a day later this summer or another summer day of 3 or 4 years down the road, a day on which they will be ordained into the ministry of word and sacrament in the church. Like most ordinations, they include a sermon. Some sermons seem to try to jam into 20 minutes everything the seminary seems to have forgotten to teach. Other sermons serve as a pep rally or as a review of expectations of the congregation as well as the pastor-to-be, and probably also the expectations of God. Unfortunately, it has also seems to become the norm for ordination sermons to forget the very gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel that is to be proclaimed by the new pastor. So it's rather interesting that in today's text, Jeremiah begins his ordination sermon on a rather ominous note. Woe. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. The scalpel of the law cuts to the bone as Jeremiah proclaims the Lord's condemnation. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care on them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil you have done. And if that's not harsh enough or close enough to home, just listen to how Ezekiel echoes Jeremiah. You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. Under the scrutiny of the law, today's pastors, preachers, probably fare no better. When computer time steals pastoral care away from the sick and the homebound, as well as the unchurched, the law proclaimed by Jeremiah hits very close to home. When questions of what do you worship are answered with a shorthand statement of the latest church attendance figures, instead of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, it is time to pray, Father, forgive us. When the harsh edges of the law are filed down and smoothed out so as not to offend anyone, we have made a mockery of God's law, and we need to repent. When the clear proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ is compromised or watered down because it's not convenient or doesn't fit the agenda of the day, we can only confess, for this, Lord, forgive us. If the work of ministry is to depend on us, we fare no better than the shepherds in the days of Jeremiah and Ezekiel. But even there, amidst all of our failures, there is God's promise. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them and will bring them back to their pasture where they will be fruitful and increase in number. I will place the shepherds over them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. You see, God places faithful shepherds over his flock. shepherds who place before their flocks the very one who is the righteous branch, the king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. This king is the Lord, our righteousness, our good shepherd, Jesus the Christ, who gave his life for the sheep. And then he clothes us with his righteousness to cover all of our sin, including our sins of the lack of faithfulness and boldness. So no matter on which side of Ordination Day we stand with Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, the chief shepherd. And his Spirit makes it possible for us to express the confidence that one old pastor, O.P. Kretzmann, one time wrote when he said, "I am a preacher. I am one of the greatest line in the history of men. My line reaches back beyond the cross to the days when the flood came over the earth. Only because of the church I serve and the word I preach does God permit the world to roll on its way. I have watched men step quietly through the last gate because I have been permitted to show them the way. There are men and women, and children too, before the throne of heaven today who are my children. They are there because God let me bring them there. The saints of the church are my joy, and the sinners are my burden. I am an ambassador of the King of Kings. My lips are among the few left in the world that speak the truth. I, almost alone among men, deal day after day with eternal things. I am the last echo of a far voice that forever calls men home. I am the hand of the bridegroom, the shadow of the cross, the trumpet of the king. Neither obscurity nor popularity can rob me of my glory. It is not my own, but the reflected glory of him whose free and happy slave I am. I am a driven man. I preach faith in a world that disbelieves, hope in a time that has no hope, and joy in an hour that knows only sorrow. I am at home in a tenement house or in a mansion, because my home is neither. I and my people alone stand between the world and destruction. The flames on my altar will not die, and the lights in my sanctuary will not be quenched by flood or storm. I am a preacher and very glad of it." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.